Good morning to one and all. Thank you, ladies, for that great prelude. That's based on what verse, what text? Psalm 23. Absolutely. How many of you feel that God has shed his grace and mercy on you today? Man, I'm excited about that. That's the main reason that I'm here, right? Probably for you as well. We're only here because of God's grace and his great love for us. And the promises that he's given us, they'll follow us throughout all eternity. If you're here today as a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've trusted in him and placed your sins under his blood. Well, anyway, it's good to see a nice group out this morning. It's cool in here. There's a little breeze blowing. We have every reason to give God praise today, and no reason at all whatsoever to be down on the Lord. Because I'll tell you what, folks, he's not down on us. He's enthusiastic in his love and his steadfast provision for us. So in that venue today, let's stand today if you're able. And if you have your hymnal, number 710, this is our Children's Day emphasis every other month, last Sunday of the month. Jesus loves the little children. It's also up on the screen this morning. And even if you're 90 years old today, you're still one of his little children. All right, here we go. Jesus calls the children dear, come to me and never fear, for I love the little children of the world. I will take you by the hand, lead you to the better land of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. The little children of the world. Jesus is the shepherd true, and he'll always stand by you. Children of the world, he's a savior great and strong, and he'll shield you from the wrong. Loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. The little children of the world. I am coming, Lord, to thee, and thy soldier I will be. Children of the world, and his cross I'll always bear, for him I'll do and dare, for he loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Let's remain standing for our invocation. Our Father in heaven, today we come with hearts of adoration, Lord, before your throne. And we come today, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us today, Lord, to unload the baggage and to come to you in a genuineness, Lord, in the position that our lives are in this day. Lord, for some here today, our lives may be overflowing with euphoria for you and in a very close walk with you. For others today, Lord, you may be somewhat distant, and maybe for others you may be very distant this day. But we know this, Lord, you have made yourself present to all those who will come to you, and you love us with an everlasting love. Now we thank you for all that have come through the doors today. There is a purpose for everyone that came. And Lord, there is a purpose too for those that chose not to. Lord, I know that you'll speak to the believers. But Lord, I also pray today that you'll speak to unbelieving hearts, maybe even as they pass the church or see the sign or the cars out here. And Lord, they have come under the conviction of the Spirit and said, I need you, Lord. I pray that might be the case. Lord, today we remember our community right at our doorstep, friends, relatives, loved ones, people, loved one peoples that we are concerned for today and their relationship to you. Thank you, Lord, that salvation is freely offered, and it's offered every day to those, again, who will call upon your name. Now, Lord, we do think of our congregation here. I pray that you would strengthen us for the days that we live in. We think about our Vacation Bible School soon upcoming. For outreach, Lord, that people would be interested in visiting with people and contacting people and just sharing you with them. I pray, Lord, for that kind of a fervor. These are our own neighbors, friends, and relatives that live right next to us here, Lord, right here in Fruitland and in the outlying areas where people are from. You've given us the reason to go and the mandate to go. Lord, give us the desire, I pray. Now, Lord, I know in our number there are some that are ill today. Others are on vacation and traveling apart from us. Lord, there may be people that are angry today, people that are ready to throw in the towel. Excuse me. All types of emotions, but I pray today, Lord, that your sufficiency would reach them, and today we'd turn toward you. Now, Lord, may this be a blessing today, what takes place. I pray you'll bless our children today, and Lord, that this will be an effective message again for your use. And I pray these things now, and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This time, we're going to sing another hymn, number 317, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Wonderful reminder of our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again today, I'm having a little trouble with my voice here temporarily, but I welcome you, and we're glad for anyone that's visiting with us, of course, today. But I just, as we go to look in our announcements, I just want to remind all of us this morning to take an interest in who isn't here this morning. And it could be some people that are regular or semi-regular at Fruitland, or it could be, as I mentioned earlier in the prayer, someone that you're thinking about that you would hope would be here. But take some time this week to invite people to church, Sunday school, midweek service, the Bible studies we have, evening service. Folks, this is a good place to come, and it's a good place to fellowship with people that love the Lord. So be proactive about that in the weeks to come. And I know that no one will ever be harmed by coming to gather with the Christians, right? And we want to be sure that we never let that happen ourselves, that we would do harm to others. But we also understand that this needs to be a place where people can hear about Jesus and his love for us. Anyway, a little bit of announcements today. Actually, a lot of announcements. I think Deb had to, she told me she had to slice and dice and maybe didn't even get it all on here, right? There's so many things. Well, some of it's the old pastor, you know, he has too much to say there at the bottom. But today is our monthly birthday and anniversary fellowship that's immediately following the morning service over in Fellowship Hall. Please stay. Even if you didn't bring a thing, you brought yourself. And I can do without a meal if need be. You can eat in my place. But come and join us. Our evening service today will be at 1 p.m. That's right after the lunch here this noon. And you see the title there that might be interesting. Why would anyone want to join a church? We'll answer some of that today. And in another one to follow, Lord willing. No evening service on July 4th. We voted on that last week. Now, next week, a stand-up business meeting concerning our computer and software. And that's not for the computer in the offices. It's for the one up here. And our software that goes with that. Wilton Bible Study next time will be the 8th of July at 6 p.m. Men's Bible Study, 2 weeks from yesterday, the 10th at 9 a.m. Women's Bible Study, the 10th at 10 a.m. A deacon meeting, July 15th at 7 p.m. So quite a few things there to keep in mind. And then this is very important if you intend to work with children here at Fruitland in the upcoming year. There is a child worker training class on July 18th. That's Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. And it is mandatory if you are working with children, period. In the environment we live in today, it's got to be, folks. Please get back to Pastor or Deb. Who will be attending? I believe there's a sign-up sheet, is there not, on the bulletin board in the back, so we can have packets ready for you for that day, and that will be an efficient afternoon. And we also have to register you through our insurance carrier, so that's very important. And then you'll see my thought for the week there. You know, you don't always have to agree with me, but at least give it some credence. I believe strongly in that thought. And I think that we have a lot of problems today because of not doing that in our culture and society. Is there anything else that I've neglected to announce? Last week, there was a handout with important dates this year regarding VBS. Lisa's the director. You can ask her about that or maybe ask Deb for a copy. So anyway, that's all I've got to say. Lisa? Yeah, it's important. Really, within the next week or so, or at the very least, 2 weeks, we need to have those taken care of. All right. Anything else this morning? Okay, then at this time, we're going to pray, as usual, and thank the Lord today for an opportunity. This is our offering acknowledgement today, even though we don't pass the plate. I really wonder if we ever will go back to that, but we may at some point. But the thing is, though, folks, God's good, right? God gives criteria in Scripture. He says, you know what, I'm good to you. I want you to consider my blessings. And of course, as I've said many times, if we really get down to nitty-gritty with the Lord, how can we say anything but what? Thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge, Lord, what you've done. Salvation. But beyond salvation, he supplies everything from the breath we take. All comes from him. So today is an opportunity again, never by force here or coercion, unless it's from the Holy Spirit, to again give back to the Lord as he has directed you to do. And there's a lot in Scripture. I preach on it from time to time. But I want to thank God for his faithfulness to Fruitland and that he's supplied our needs through his riches and glory. It's all his stuff. So anyway, we're gonna pray for that now at this time and then take a few moments. Today is our children's message. Pray for me. Pray for the kids. Pray for Kim as we work through this morning. Pray that God will speak to the hearts of people in the message today and that your heart, again, is in a mode to give him glory this morning. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, as I mentioned here earlier, we need to get alone with you. We need to sit down once in a while, Lord, with your word and spend a day just considering our walk with you. I pray, Lord, that you'd bind the hands of Satan in our lives. We always are interrupted, Lord, almost always. And that's really our fault, ultimately. But Lord, this world has gotten to be such a place of chaos that peace is hard to find. But you're the Prince of Peace, and when you find us, we have peace that's given to our lives. Now, Lord, we have to admit today, none of this around us, the whole thing from the creation, the salvation, all the things that you've given us that are showing us, again, your love and blessing that you want to give us. Lord, how can we say anything but thank you? So thank you, Lord. You're good to us. And now, Lord, I do pray you bless the gift and the giver today. Thank you that we have that ability to give back to you because you first gave to us, just in the sense of your love, Lord, same thing. We can't even know what love is until we experience your love for us. So, Lord, as we go into worship now and into our children's message, even though it's a little more chaotic and maybe a little less doctrinal than we might be used to, Lord, I pray that we'll grasp the message through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray today, Lord, if someone needs a changed life, whether it be a born-again believer that's struggling or one here today apart from Jesus, I pray today that you'll call them, Lord, and they'll get that straightened out today and really be blessed. So we ask these things now in your name, Jesus. Amen. Favored by Jeff Hendricks with a special. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, at home I've got boxes and file cabinets and everything full of music, and I couldn't find the one I wanted to do today since it was kids' message, and it was Thank God for Kids. And it's been a long time, but so I've got an old song. And then I got a little one at the end that's newer. So I've got young to old. So we'll just have to go that way. Hopefully.
Lonely days and lonely nights filled with despair caused me to long for someone to care. And I heard Christ say to me, this promise I've made. Lo, I am with you now and forever. Be not afraid. I'll never be lonely again, never again. For I have opened my heart's door to Him. So I'll brush away the tears and forget my foolish fears. I'll never be lonely again, never again. If you're longing for a friend, loving and true, turn to the Savior, He waits for you. He will do the same for you as He did for me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Trust Him and see. You'll never be lonely again, never again. If you will open your heart's door to Him, so just brush away the tears and forget your foolish fears. You'll never be lonely again, never again. Isn't He beautiful, beautiful? Oh, isn't He Prince of Peace, Almighty God? Isn't He? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't He Counselor, Almighty God? Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He?
We're going to take a short pause here, Kim, till Jeff sets up a mic. So, yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, very good job. Thank you so much.
Where do you want that?
Oh, wherever they like. I'm just going to grab a podium.
Come down here and sit on the floor, okay? Good job.
Well, this is the third time this morning that this is caught on something and ripped it off my head. So maybe it's time to just take it off, period. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Oh, that's fine, Jeff. Whatever you need. I think they're hearing me well enough.
Yeah, no, I meant yeah. If you want to take that off.
Oh, that's okay. We'll leave it like this for now. No, I don't think so. Kim and I will be up here doing a few things here today as soon as I get reconfigured here. Well, good morning, everyone, once again. And today is our bi-monthly children's message. And we're glad for all the children that are with us today. And I do mean that, all the ages of children. We're all kids in God's eyes. Yep, He loves us. He loves His children. And we love ours too, don't we? Yeah. Anyway, today, the theme of our children's message is trains. And before we start, though, we better have a word of prayer, and then we'll get down to business. Father, may you bless this time in the Word and in our walk today, Lord, as we consider heaven and how we get there and what you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Anyway, as I mentioned, this is a train theme today. How many of you in here have ever ridden on a train before? Okay. Probably the majority, though, maybe at least half the people have not. And you probably have a lot of opinions about trains. I know we have some people seated in the back corner that deal with them up by their house all the time. And they have a lot of inconvenience due to the switching that takes place here in Muscatine. I also want to just give this cautionary thing here. When I talk about riding trains, I'm talking about passenger trains that people can ride. I'm talking about Amtrak. Don't ever try to ride a freight train or hop on one. I'm not endorsing that at all today. But trains have a reason, don't they? And what is the reason for the railroads? It's to transport things or people from point A to point B. And so throughout history, after railroads were invented, back now, what, 150 years ago roughly or more, there's been a comparison or an analogy of our journey with Jesus to a railroad. And from our destination, again, where we begin, when we understand that we're headed for a not-so-good place called hell, but when through the act of Jesus on the cross and our trusting in what He has done for us and His resurrection, we are on a train hopefully bound for heaven. And I hope that's the case for all of us today. But there's a lot of life events that take place in our journey. But anyway, we have a few objects up here today, and we're gonna talk about those here for just a minute. And you're welcome to stand up. You're welcome to touch these things. In fact, I want some people to press some buttons. I do like railroads. My ancestry on my mother's side of the family, we're all railroaders, both for the Milwaukee and the Rock Island. And actually, you can pass this around. This is my Grandpa Robison, Charles Robison, Chick Robison. He worked for the Rock Island for 40 years, and for a few more years than that, for a railroad called the MB&S. That's the Muscatine, Burlington, and Southern. If you've ever gone to Grandview to the cemetery, you'll see a little, it used to be there at least, a little white building on your left. That was the tracks that ran between Muscatine and Burlington, the MB&S. And up here by Hahn Ready Mix and up through town, the easternmost track was the Muscatine, Burlington, and Southern. Grandpa Robison, 40 years on the Rock Island, plus a few more in the MB&S. You can pass that around, let everyone take a look. You may get dirty on it, there's a disclaimer. And I just brought a few other things. I brought a little train that someone gave me down in the office. I've had little trains through the years. This one happens to be Southern Pacific. It's not native to our region, which is now a part of the Union Pacific. And it's got distributive power units on it, like we have in modern-day railroading, a locomotive in front, one in the middle, and one in the rear. That's how that is done. And then a number of years ago, a gentleman gave me a gift. And I'd like someone to step up. Librarian, where's your glasses today?
I thought maybe you graduated away from them. Come up and push this button, would you? This one. Push it hard and hold. Whoop, try it. Some of you may have had Lionel trains, and this is a product that Lionel put out a good many years ago, just as a little desktop reminder, this little lamp and so forth. But that's a steam locomotive. And, of course, today we have diesel and electric-powered units, and we're moving towards all electric units here, I think, in the near future. A lot of technology that's come to pass, but the old steam locomotives were part of a couple of generations ago that really liked the railroads and was around them a lot. And so it's iconic when we think about that and some of the songs that we sing and so forth. Railroads today are not in many people's lives. They have no idea what they're about, and most of the time they don't like them. But they played a big part in our nation and in the building of our nation. And we never should forget that. And they still, even though today they just mainly haul bulk commodities and a few passengers, they still are a vital part of our livelihood and transportation here in the United States. So today I want to start out with a little story, and we will use our Bibles here in just a few minutes. But I want to ask everyone this morning, young or old, have you ever been scared or faced a scary situation? Would anyone volunteer something that, well, I've already confessed to you many years ago, I'm afraid of something. Anyone remember?
Chicken.
That's right, Autumn. I'm chicken of chickens. Oh, I forgot to blow this morning, too. By the way, this is only for me to blow today. Kim told me to be sure not to pass it around. But what's a whistle of a train supposed to do? Okay. Anyone know what the crossing blasts are on the horn, Jane?
Yeah, it's when people need to stop.
Right.
Go for it.
Two longs, a short, and a long. It's Morse code, but it means get out of the way, or you're going to get hit. Okay. But anyway, have you might be scared of a train if you see it coming at you and you're on the middle of the track. But what have you been scared about, or what's frightened you at different times? Anyone want to share? Matt?
Neraphobic.
Of heights? Okay, so A-E-R-O, not A-I-R. Okay, all right. Well, that can be one very much case. Anyone else want to share? Jane?
Well, I'm scared of severe thunderstorms at night.
Okay. You would not be alone in that. All right. Anyone else? Lisa?
I spending the night in the woods.
Okay. Being out in the woods, out with animals around you and all types of things that might intervene. I saw some other hands. Doug, go ahead.
Well, I hate to admit it, being a farm boy, I was always scared of bullfights. I saw the damage they could do, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some fear in that with working with cattle. That's a very dangerous thing. Yes, Ellie. Afraid of snakes. I hear you on that. By the way, Emma, how was camp?
Awesome.
How was the food?
Good.
How many people got saved at camp this week?
I think it's just one girl.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad for that. I'm glad that you're able to go. Dean, go ahead.
How about death?
Death?
No.
I'm not anymore, but...
No.
We had a good discussion in our men's Bible study yesterday. I think we all concurred we're not afraid of death, but getting to death and the potential for struggling or whatever might take place, you know, I don't really fear that either, but I am aware of it. You wonder what it'll be like, okay? Yeah, you wonder how it'll all take place. That's an interesting thing. Kim, did you have a comment or, okay. Well, for me, the first day in school. Now, school's a lot different for kids today because they have preschool and all kinds of things. But when you were a country kid and you went into Wilton School and you had this old lady that swung a paddle, and it was scary, wasn't it, Kim, at Wilton School? Yeah. 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 I've told you this before. In the afternoon, country kids had to stay if you rode the bus. And I won't mention names because one of the ladies that swung the paddle is still alive at 95 or 97, I believe. You were told you either lay down and be quiet and close your eyes or you'll get paddled. That was the environment we were in at the Wilton School. Anyway, Jane, I'm going to let you speak for just a minute, and then we got to move on. Okay. Okay, so darkness. Okay. I can admit to you, and I've told you this before, when I went back to college the second time up at Faith, I remember the first class I went to that morning, and I sat there in that at 40 years old, and I said, Lord, what am I doing here? That's a scary thing, too, to begin something like that. But God is good. And that's what we're going to learn about this morning. So I want you to imagine with me this morning, or listen to this scenario. And young folks, you can help me here in just a minute with some things. And we're going to sing some songs, young and old alike, here in just a minute. Judy. Teresa, I'm sorry. Please, I'm not calling on you. I just don't see you. Go ahead.
For me, it's gravel roads.
Gravel roads. Yeah?
Many times, big or small, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, Teresa, yeah. Well, I'm a little leery when I'm on my motorcycle. Yeah, it's like riding on a bunch of marbles, isn't it? Yeah, but, yeah, okay. Well, I want you to think with me this morning about a family. And this family, over the years, as their children grew up, and this child that we're going to refer to this morning was probably a young person about 12 years old. But they'd traveled every year and taken a long trip by train. And they went to visit an aunt in a faraway city. Well, when mom and dad and the rest of the family went along, that was a wonderful trip. But so happened that one year when this young man, in this case, was about 12 years old, the folks couldn't go. And I don't know what the rules are today on Amtrak, but it used to be like on the Rock Island, you could ride that train if you were 10 years old or older with permission from your parents. Don't ever do that today, folks. Go with your children or send a guardian or someone with them. But this young man was going to go visit his aunt, and it involved a lengthy trip by train, and it involved an overnight stay on the train in coach. But before they left, they prayed, and they were a Christian family, and they trusted God. And the young man was okay, but his dad told him before they left. He said, son, you know, it could be that you'll feel a little bit scared on this trip. And he said, I'm going to give you something to put in your pocket. And if you do get scared, I want you to take a look at what I've given you in your pocket. So the day went on, things went well on the train, but as some of you mentioned here, darkness is a problem for some people. And nighttime. And, you know, if you've ever ridden a train, by the way, usually the trains are pretty good. They put off the troublemakers, if there are any. Buses. Planes, well, they will, but you might be a ways before you can set the plane down. But imagine yourself as a 12-year-old kid. Let's turn this back a couple generations, okay? We didn't get out and do all the things of the world like people do today. But it turns dark. You've got some unsavory characters in the car with you. And what's the natural thought about this? I want my mommy! But you can't do that at 12, right? You get what I'm saying. How many of you would be scared about that? Possibly. Well, the boy knew that the Lord was in control of things, but he still wished that he would have had his folks with him or someone there with him that he knew, because when you're all alone and you don't know anyone else, that is a really scary thing, isn't it, to be in that kind of a situation. Well, anyway, what do you think, kids, the little boy did at that time after you've heard what we've talked about so far? Remember, his dad gave him something to put in his pocket. You think so? What do you think it is, Emma?
A Bible.
Well, could be. But what it is, folks, I'm going to give you the story here. But I also have something that I'd like maybe one of these kids to open. Actually, it's already open, but you can look into it. But let me do the story here first. What the dad had given this young man on that note that he gave him for his pocket, when the young boy opened that note, it said, come to the last car on the train. Remember, he'd given this to him if he got scared. Now let me ask you, who do you think was in the last car of that train? Lonnie, did you see? His dad. Would you have done that for your child? We talked about that a little in Sunday school this morning, helicopter parents. And you know, I'm not in favor of going overboard with that, as you saw from my thought for the week. But you know what? If you thought your child was going to be in danger, what would you do? You'd go with them. So the young man goes back to the third car, the last car of the train, and who's he find? He finds his dad. How do you think he felt when he saw that and saw his dad there? This is going to be a great trip when we get to Aunt so-and-so's. Maybe Dad won't even stay, but it's all going to be fine because my dad's here. Maybe some of us today even miss our dads that are no longer with us, right? Or maybe you struggle, maybe you never had a father figure in your life that was good to you. But folks, the point of all this is what? And someone hit it just a minute ago. Go ahead and open that, Emma. And we're going to turn our Bibles here for just a minute. But what do you find in there, Emma? Okay. Okay. The note. But the note that Emma found in her envelope is a note from God in His Word, and that little booklet is called the what? It's called the Personal Bible, Verses of Comfort, Assurance, and Salvation. Gene Rock handed these out a good many years ago. I wish he was here this morning. By the way, that's where the train came from. Gene likes trains too. Kids, you can pass this around, pass it to people. But this is what God gives us, our Heavenly Father, to His children when we're scared. And I want to focus on what God wrote to us that I wrote on this card. Emma, you'll never be able to read my writing, but give that to someone that can read. Kim, you have the best possibility of reading my writing. But before she reads it, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Deuteronomy chapter 31, and we're going to be reading verses 6 through 8. Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8. Can't read it, Kim?
Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God,
He it is that doth go with thee. I'll just read it. But trust me, the card says that, okay? Yeah. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now Moses was telling Joshua about this because they were preparing, Israel was preparing to go into the promised land. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Now this is the key in verse 8. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Read it, congregation. Fear not. Fear not, neither be dismayed. It's very likely this morning here, whether young or old, you and I are facing something in our lives that we fear today. But thankfully, again today, if we've known Christ as our Savior here today, we need not fear because Jesus is in the last car. He may send us, He's literally with us always. We never want to forget that, but we're using that analogy today. Wherever He sent us, He's with us. He says it. God hasn't changed. He's on our side. And I think we've learned this before. The Bible says about 365 days, or 365 times, do not fear, one for every day of the year. You see, folks, whatever it is we face, God's there with us through it. Hebrews 13:5b says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That word never, if you go into the Greek, It's the most powerful, emphatic, I believe it's the emphatic case. Never, 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 never. I could stand here all day and say never, and there's more nevers you could give because God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's in the last car of the train, even when you're sent on another mission that you think you're alone in. Isn't that comforting today to know that about our Lord? If you're here apart from Jesus Christ, though, today, you have reason to fear. And what it was brought up by Dean earlier. You know, death is the separation of the internal part of our makeup, our souls, from our bodies. And you know something? This is another railroad thing. If you miss the appointed time for the train to leave, there's no more train. Now, we're going to talk about that too here in just a minute in the second part of our message. But I think we need to sing a couple of songs here today. Probably most of us don't even know them because they're antiquated, but they're about trains and they're about salvation. Anyone remember any songs like that from your childhood? The Happy Day Express. So I'll sing it for you. If you know it, follow along, but think about the words. And there's motions that go along with the steam engine. So kids, if you want to stand up, if you want to, and a few are going to, and it goes like this. And I want you to think about this, where you're headed today, because if you've missed the train, the end is not good in destruction for eternity. We're going to the mansion on the Happy Day Express. The letters on the engine spell J-E-S-U-S. The guard, or the conductor, calls all for heaven. We gladly answer yes. We're going to the mansion on the Happy Day Express. You see, Jesus is the conductor of the train. How to get from point A to point B. If you've never ridden a train, the conductor is the head of the train. Nothing happens unless they say it happens. But Jesus is there. So I want to ask you this morning when we sing this little song, have you said yes to Jesus? And are you on the train bound for heaven? That's the first thing today. Now, secondly, Kim and I missed a train one time. Some of you old-timers here around Fruitland maybe have heard this story. I've used it in a message a time or two. And I don't even remember what year this was. Circa 1982, 83, somewhere like that. Kim's brother Scott was having his wedding over in Indianapolis, Indiana. And, you know, Kim and I never do things the way other people do them. We took the train to Indianapolis where everyone else took the car. So we go to Chicago, and our train was due to leave at 5:45, and somehow the old expert railroad guy here, me, got the time wrong. And so in Chicago Union Station, as we came down, I thought it was 6:15. You can usually board a train a half hour earlier. As we came down to the gate to board the train, there goes the Hoosier State out of the train shed. And I'll tell you what, I still have marks where Kim dug her claws into my arm. Her temper is much better these days. You're going to cause us to miss my brother's wedding. Scott, Janine. By the way, Janine died of cancer many years ago. We lost our sister-in-law. But anyway, I said, oh, don't worry, we'll find a way. Well, to make a long story short, we ended up going on a bus. It took all night to get from Chicago to Indianapolis. And you talk about scary. I was even a little concerned with some of the characters that we were with. And all the different stops en route. We missed the train. And you know, in our modern day era, there are many lines in America today that have one train a day only or less. So if you miss a train, you're going to wait a day before you can go again. And we did come home on the train. We didn't miss it that time, did we, Kim? But I want to ask you this morning, are you in danger of missing the train? Jesus has printed a timetable. And you know what that timetable says, folks? By the way, you all know what a timetable is. It's a schedule of when a train leaves a station and when it arrives at its destination. And it's supposed to be adhered to. Let me tell you, God's timetable will be adhered to. He will not make mistakes. God is not Amtrak. He's right on time. Every time. And all the time. Don't miss the train. Isaiah 55, 6 through 7. You might take a look at that, but it's on my card. Teresa, did you get those cards?
Yes.
See, read to me what it says on the front of those if you got them out.
You mean the ones that Deb gave me?
Yeah. Isaiah 55. Oh, I'll get it for you. But what it says is, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Yeah, I gave it to Bill, sorry.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. You see, God's timetable says this. It says, you better get on the train, and the time to get on the train is now. Jesus doesn't necessarily tell us the day it's going to leave the station for good. What I'm talking about here is death. But he says what? Today's the day. Now I'd like you to go over to 2 Corinthians 6:2. This is our last turn for the day. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Paul writes this, he says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I, in the King James it says, secured thee, but it just simply means I've drawn thee. I've offered this to thee. And then Paul writes, behold, or take notice, he says, like I didn't on that train trip to Indianapolis. Paul says, you better take notice here. Someone read it for me. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If we fool around, folks, it's going to be too late for some people. Jesus is telling us his timetable says the train's going to leave. You better be there now. As I mentioned earlier, most trains board a half hour before they leave. Isn't that a satisfying feeling when you're on a train or a plane early and you're at your point of departure and you know what? At least I'm here. I'm on it. Is there anyone here this morning that's not sure about that? Or knows they're not? Today, you can know for sure. You can know for sure. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten or unique son, the God-man, the only one that could pay the price and penalty for our sins, that whosoever believeth in him or places their trust in him and acknowledges that they're a sinner, incapable of being saved on their own, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Have you had your ticket punched to heaven? And no, they don't punch tickets anymore on trains. Now you take your iPhone, and they already know that you're coming before you've gotten there. But does Jesus know today that you're one of his children? Or are you apart from him? It's very important. The salvation message is simple. The first thing, you can't be saved if you don't know that you're a sinner. And the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Last Sunday night, we had a little talk about the church. We're going to continue on that tonight about why people or why we need to be involved with the church or why people don't. But we came up with this little line about it in the first days of the first church at Acts. The people were needy and they knew it. Do you know today that you're needy for Jesus? If you know that, go to him. And the Bible says we all are. So if we recognize that we're a sinner deserving God's wrath and eternal death in a place called hell, but today do we believe and place our trust in the fact that Jesus loves us and died for our sins? God in the flesh came to take the sins of man. That's love. He didn't have to do that. Probably every one of us in this room would have not done it. We just said, let them pay. Some of you mentioned today, and I've mentioned too, I struggle with these type of feelings with things that go on. Jesus went for us. And he died and shed his blood to cover them. When God looks at you and I today, folks, as one who is a born-again believer, he sees the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Innocent, perfect, sinless blood covering ours, the guilty ones. Have you had that covering placed to you? And then the other thing, folks, is that we have a change in us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we've become a new creature in Christ. Do you have that evidence in your life today that you've been born again and that you are now a new creature in Christ, a new creation in Christ? What that amounts to is that we have a desire to turn from our ways and to turn to God's ways. It doesn't mean it's all fixed in one fell swoop, but we have that desire implanted in us to live for Jesus, to grow closer to him. Do you have that evidence in your life today? Well, it's simple enough. We receive his gift and the promise of salvation, and it's done by calling on him and literally just telling him, Lord, I am. I'm guilty. I'm a sinner. I come to you, Lord, for your cleansing, for your imputed righteousness through your blood that was shed for me on Calvary's cross. And folks, when we do that and we confess that to him, we'll be admitted to that train for heaven. Amen, huh? Yep. And we just sang about going to the mansion. But we're going to sing another song here too, if it's all right. I know it's antiquated. But this one is the Hallelujah line. Like I told you, for some of us boomers, these are the songs we grew up with in Sunday school, right? So here it is. Sing with me. I am traveling on the Hallelujah line, on the good old gospel train. Oh, I'm on the right track, and I never will go back to the station of sin again. I need no fare. I'm traveling on a pass. 'Tis the blood for sinners slain. Oh, I'm traveling on the Hallelujah line, on the good old gospel train. We always did the whoo-hoo. Now, I told you, we're done. But here's the thing, folks. I told you before, railroads are out of most people's minds and sights. They don't want anything to do with it. Isn't there a similarity between Jesus today and the railroads? Jesus is old-fashioned for many. He's irrelevant for many. But Jesus hasn't changed. Amen. People have changed, folks. And we're needy. And I hope we know it. And for those of us that have been born again in Christ, aren't you thankful that he gives you that note that is the Bible? It says, I love you. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not even in the third car like the boy's dad. I'm with you if you trust me. That's real assurance. So my closing today, kids, hopefully you enjoyed this a little bit today. Something a little different. Still boring with Pastor John involved, but something a little different. Who would want to catch the Happy Day Express today? Remember, Jesus loves you. And like it says there in Isaiah 55, seek him while he can be found. Give him a call today. When you call for an Amtrak ticket, there's an automated reservation. Her name's Julie. I've about hung up on Julie a few times. You can still talk to a real person. You have to say agent. But Jesus has never replaced his love for us with a computerized device. And I'm going to tell you what, he won't. Because his technology is perfect. It's direct communication between you and he. Let me just say this, the book has all the answers. I and others here today can help you find the answers in the book if you want to know how to catch the train. Young or old? Young or old? Ellie, are you on the phone with Amtrak today? No? Don't miss the train. Can I dare ask you this today, but could you examine your heart and I'll examine mine? Where would I go today if the timetable says the train departs? I can say to you, because of Jesus, I'm bound for heaven. Don't leave this building today, young or old, unless you can say that. That's God's advice for us, and it's mine. You know, I'm not going to whip you on it. But you didn't come here to what? Get entertained today. You came here for what? The preaching, the compelling of people to come to Jesus Christ. Jesus gave you His Word. I think His Word is good. And it's the Word that leads you when you're afraid or in a situation like the young man in our tale here that we talked about today. It's the Word that leads us to safety. God's railroad. Have you encountered it? Amen. And thank you for your good attention. Today, we're not going to sing the last song. We're just going to pray. But let me just say this. I'm available. I'd love to talk to you today if you have a question about salvation. I'd love to talk to you today if you're here to encourage another person or to encourage me, and I want to be an encouragement to you. But this is a day to seek the Lord while He may be found. The train has not left the station. It's a great day to come into a walk or to see our walk restored or improved with Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I pray You'll bless today the adventure and walk in the Word. And Lord, thank You for making that train to heaven available for us. But most of all, Lord, I'm so thankful that You're there with us. And You give it to us to carry in our pockets, literally, Lord, Your Word that continues to tell us, I'll never leave You nor forsake You. Wherever I go, You'll go before us. Do not fear. Lord, I pray for anyone today that may be sorting through these things, that You would call them, Lord, that Your timetable would say today's the day. And Lord, until we see You, we're going to trust You for the outcome of the journey. Now I pray You'll bless and keep this flock as we go to partake of our lunch today or people go their homeward ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come talk to me or share a word at the door if you have a question. Thank you so much for your good participation today.